EU's chief election observer, Josh Cushanon, danced the report on the general elections in Pakistan, saying the vote had been seriously flawed.
The holding of a general election does not of itself guarantee the establishment of democracy. True democracy must ultimately lead to good governance. Successive civilian and military governments and Pakistan have failed in this regard.
And how would you comment on the allegation that
any abuse of power, whether for monetary gain or anything else, should be addressed by firm and impartial enforcement of the rule of law, not by unjustified interference with electoral arrangements and the democratic process. Regrettably, in choosing the latter course, the Pakistan authorities engaged in a course of action which resulted in serious flaws in the electoral process.
There is a question which is very directly related.
The restoration of democracy in this country is about the transfer of power from a military to a civilian administration. The powers that have been reserved to the President and the National Security Council raise serious questions as to whether or not this will happen.